One of the great solemnities in our liturgy is today's celebration of All Saints. And we might think that this celebration of All Saints will make us look back in history and maybe look back at the example of countless men and women who are, who we call, church call them, saints. And we can see that way. Saints, they are our heroes in faith, the example that we should follow. Yet, today's celebration, more than looking back, what is the past, or their lives that we can always go back and read and study, it is a celebration that helps us to look forward, to look ahead, to look with hope and what or whom we shall be. We are all called to be saints. That's not only for a chosen few. No. Even we heard in today's first reading, it says in the vision of the book of Revelation, it has so many visions and symbols, and it talks about the number of the elect, those who are to be saved, that those who are to be in heaven. And what was the number? 144,000. It looks a lot, but in all humanity, we are billions. So, if that would be the number, I believe heaven is pretty much booked by now. So, of course, we're not taking that, you know. 12 is a number that represents a lot in the scriptures. Old Testament, 12 tribes represents the whole of Israel, the people, the chosen people. And when Jesus began his preaching, he did also chose 12 apostles so that his church, the new Israel, will also, you know, not only for just one nation or one people, but for all the nations of the world. 12 times 12. You go to 144, then probably that's how you get the number, which is a number that, you know, is basically meaning all are invited, all are called. So that's, you know, sometimes we, well, I have to speak for myself, you know. When I was a child, you know, catechism, they would talk about saints. Just last Friday, I don't know if any of you had the chance to go to the Basilica Shrine, Mary Queen of the Universe. They had the relics of Santa Maria Goretti there. And sometimes you might think, oh, those are the special ones, touched. When I was a child, even when I entered the seminary, I entered quite young, I was 15. And we would read life of the saints, not all, but a few saints. And one saint that I read a few different stories about their lives was Saint Charles Borromeo, because he's the patron saint of our congregation, the Scalabrine congregation. And one of the books would start, because he was born in a noble family in northern Italy, in a castle or a palace. And I would say, the night he was born, all the sky was bright with light, and it's like angels, you know, was all over around that palace. And it looks like a saint. Of course, people knew it was a saint, because who is, when he's born, is like that, you know. The language used was a language that would make the saints almost not human. More angels than human. Nowadays, I think since St. Paul St. John Paul II, things began changing because he elevated to the glory of the altars, calling them saints, canonized so many, including those from our time. I've seen, met people, said, oh, I have a picture with clothes, or I've seen that I took with Pope John Paul II, St. John Paul II, or I was in a mass that a saint, now declared saint by the church, was presided at. Oh, I've seen Mother Teresa, blessed also. I've heard her talking, I've seen her, you know, and that makes holiness, it seems, even though very heroic people, but makes it closer to us. Well, the good thing is we are all called to be holy. It's not a vocation, it's not a call for just a few, as I said. And also because in heaven, there will be only saints. And we want to go to heaven, and I assume that. I always say, I assume that because the option is not that good. So let us set our mind and our life towards reaching heaven in holiness. So I think that the challenge for us is how to live my holiness in my daily life. Sometimes we are, you know, we have our family, we have work, and we look at that, and there could come to us a wandering mind that will say, oh, if I had a different family, or if I could leave everything behind and then go to, I don't know, somewhere far away in Asia, in Africa, in South America, I don't know, in the moon or Mars, if I could go there, then I would be holy. That would be easier to be holy over there. Or if I, you know, it might come to us. If I had, if, well, we have to take away these ifs in lives. Because we have to be holy exactly where we are, with the family we have, with the friends we have, with the challenges that we have in our lives. It would be easier. Oh, if I didn't have, you know, that sickness, or if it did that happen in my life, oh, if I was a different person. No. God wants to transform our lives from who we are. We are blessed. In God's creation, we are blessed. We heard a beautiful gospel that it's like when Jesus is saying, it's like the commandments. It's like the, you know, the blueprints of what we should follow to live a real Christian life, you know, and be blessed. But today I think we are called, each one, to look into our lives. And perhaps we question ourselves, do people see us or look at us as people who are searching holiness? So kind of question is that. I did not say they look at us and see that we are holy. No, it's not a question of being holy here. It's a question of, are we living our lives that will take us on a path of holiness? Holiness is following Jesus' precepts, being closer to God, closer to our brothers and sisters, wherever we might be, wherever walk in life that we are called. Each one of us, we have our own journey. We don't do it alone. We are with a community of faith. So may this journey always bring us closer and closer to the Lord. It is not avoiding everything that is on earth and thinking that we are already in heaven. That will happen whenever God wants us to take us there. While we are here, our holiness we have to live in our daily lives, in humble things that might be not extraordinary. That's the most difficult thing, to be holy, to be a saint in the ordinary things of life. Today, here in the Diocese of Orlando, we are also having the second collection for Catholic Charities. So we invite also to listen to a video that will show us a bit of what is Catholic Charities accomplishing here, thanks to generosity of all the faithful. Catholic Church is not something out there, it is the Church, and it survives because we belong, we are part of that. So we're going to listen and see the video.